Living Powerfully Now is a seminar about living in the present. And living powerfully now in the present is the most important and wonderful thing that we could ever do. I realize that my thought creates the world about me. And because my thought creates the world about me, I am responsible in my thought, my thinking, and all that I do, because that is what brings the results in my world about who and what I am. So I take my thought now, and I create my world lovingly, powerfully, beautifully, wonderfully now. My thought creates my world. And I have lots of thoughts. We all have lots of thoughts. And we have thoughts that come and go, thoughts that are good thoughts, thoughts that are limiting thoughts. And we have the opportunity to think whatever we want to think. Now, I can think thoughts about my world that are reflective of what I want to experience and what I do experience and what I am. Or I can think thoughts about problems, about circumstances that were or could be or might be or are, or whatever I want to think about. Now, if a little child misbehaves, you don't want the child to misbehave all the time. So you say to the child, "You are a wonderful child. You always behave. You always do everything right. You always make us so proud of you. You always make us so happy with you. You are so wonderful. You are so fantastic." Well, now, this may or may not be the evidential fact, but it's what we say. And when we say this, we are empowering this concept to be a reality in the life of the child. And the more we say it, the more the child responds to it. Now, we don't say it wishfully, hopefully. We don't say it as we know that it's not the truth. We say it as we know that it is the truth. And as we say it, knowing that it is the truth, then it reveals itself as a very wonderful experience in the child's world and in our world. It's a wonderful adventure, but it's one that we take by choice. It's one that we make by choice by saying, "My thought creates my world." And in saying that my thought creates my world, what are we saying? We are saying that my thought is so fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful, that it's the only thought I think. If I see a problem on the horizon, I immediately say, "All is in divine order. All is in divine order." And I continually say, "All is in divine order." And as I greet the problem, it is no longer a problem. Now it's a solution. And I say, "All is in divine order." And instead of having it be something that's terrible and unhappy, it's a solution of something that is good and beautiful. But only because, my thought creates my world, and I create my world by thinking what I want to think. My choice. It's my choice what I choose to think. I don't have to think about the worries of the world. I can think about the blessings of the world. That's why we say, "Count your blessings. Count your blessings. And remember how they go. And remember how wonderful they are." When we were children, we played games, and the games were silly games, but they were wonderful games. We'd be driving along in the car, and we'd be buzzing down the highway, going out to our lake cottage or wherever. And so, usually one of the girls would say, "Okay, let's count the telephone poles. See how many telephone poles there are." And so we'd count the telephone poles, and pretty soon we'd tire of that. And we say, "Okay, now we're out in the country. Now, there's a lot of cows around here. Now, see them out there in the pasture? Horses, too. Now, you count the cows, and you count the horses, and I'll count the people that are there." Well, you don't have much to count because there's not many people there. And you don't have much to count because there's not many horses there. And I got to count all the cows. Well, all right. You're counting the horses. Now count the horse's legs. Each horse has four legs. So count the horse's legs. And you are counting people. So whenever you come to a people, you count all of his legs, all of his arms, all of his heads, all of his bodies, and just count them all. Now, what have you got? So there you got four arms and legs, one head, five. You got a body, six. Now, hey, you got six. So you get 6 points for every person you see. And you get 4 points for every horse you see. And you get 1 point for every cow you see. Now, who wants to add up the cows? Who wants to add up the horses? And so the smart ones will say, all right, I'll take the horses. And so he counts up the horses and he finds he has 10 horses. Well, he knows he's supposed to count them by the legs. And so there's four legs to each horse. So that's 10 times 4 is 40. So there's 40 legs and arms. So he's got a 40 point for the horses. And you counted only one person. And you counted 50 cows. Wow. And you counted 50 cows with 50. So you got about the same points as the horses. But now how'd you come out with the people? Well, you came out a little less. Because you didn't see any people at all in the fields. You didn't see any people at all from the point that the game began to when we took the toll. So, who won the game? Well, the one with the horses won the game. 40? No, it didn't. There were 50 cows. Oh, so you got better on the cows. Wow, and you see, as we played this game, we didn't say, hey, how come you got to count the cows and you got to count the horses and you got to count the people? How come? And was it more your choice? Was it your choice? You say, well, I'll count the people because there's less of them. And so I don't have to have such a big count. We all set our parameters for the games we play. And my thoughts create my world. Now, how do my thoughts create my world? My thoughts bring into my life exactly the experience I want. Now, I want an experience of, if I'm playing a game, lots of horses or lots of cows or lots of people, depending upon what I'm counting. And if we play a game, a silly game like that, we're learning to be quick with our thoughts, be quick with our ideas. Not to say, oh, darn, why me? Why did I get the bad end of this? Today there's hardly any horses out at all, and I don't have any count, you know? All right? So then we change the game. We say, for every pair of anything on that horse, you get 2 points. Your two eyes, two forelegs, two hind legs. And what about inside the body? There's many glands that are duplicated. There are many things. If you're smart enough and you know these things, you get to know all the answers. You get to know that's the count. Every time I see one horse, I get one, two, three, two ears. And I get how many points? Wow, that's great. And you get only 1 point for each cow. So, and then you're going to start counting cars, and then you're going to start saying, okay, which cars are out-of-state licenses? Well, in the Midwest, there weren't too many out-of-state licenses. Here in California, every other license seems to be a visitor from some other state coming to visit California. We play the games. My thought creates my world. And when I want to have large numbers or when I want to have small numbers or whatever I want to play, I want to play. You say to a small child, here is an uncomplicated game. You count the number of cows you see. And to his older brother, you say, All right, now here's your game. You're going to count the horses, but you're going to count them by how many pairs they have in it. And then to someone else, you're going to say, okay, you're going to count the horses, and you're going to count the horses by how many, what its age may be. And you're going to say the horse's age may be 10 years or 8 years or whatever. And so as you play these games, you put in your own parameters. You put in your own details. And when you put in your own details, that's what you find out. And then you have fun playing the game because you play the game by the rules. But then again, what are the rules? What are the rules of the game that we play? What are the rules? How do they function? How do they work? Well, we create the rules too. And so when we see this young man who is not doing too well and not behaving, and we begin to tell him that we're so proud of him for the things that he does do, we're so proud of him for the way that he does care about being in his family, we're so proud of him for the way that he does see his world beautiful and good, then we notice a change taking place in him. Or is it a change taking place in us? Is it a change taking place in us that we see? Is it our thoughts that are creating our world? And so, what sort of world are we creating? We're creating a world of harmony. And if we create a world of harmony, then everyone in the world is harmonious, including and especially ourselves. If we're creating a world of abundance, then we create everything abundantly manifesting itself in its perfect pattern. We see the crops growing in the field. We see the fruits on the trees. We see the people living in joyously and happily with one another. And on and on and on. We see all that we choose, because our thought creates our world. And we choose to have a world of abundance, a world of wholeness, a world of peace, a world of love, a world of joy, a world of happiness, a world of goodness. Oh, just on and on. We choose to create that world by our thought. And our thought does this so bountifully, so beautifully, so wonderfully. Yes, we are very special people. We are very special beings, and we always will be. But do we want to always be special beings? Do we want to sometimes feel sorry for ourselves for whatever reason? And when we feel sorry for ourselves, then that is what we are creating. Not the feeling sorry for ourselves, but the incident that makes us feel sorry for ourselves. We're making that condition more and more prominent in our thought, in our world, in our being. And how silly that is. How silly that is to empower anything that we do not seemingly want in our life. Or do we want it? Do we want the negative experiences in our life because we feel that that's all that we're worth, that's all that we deserve, that's all that we're good for? What is it that we choose to do? How is it that we choose to do it? Do we really take charge of our thought? We do. We take charge of our thought all the time. Worry is a thought. And when we worry, we think something's not going to function like we'd like it to function. We worry that things are not going to work out like we'd like them to work out. We worry and we fear and we fret and we are concerned. And we can be masters of ourselves and turn ourselves over from the attitude of being worrisome to the attitude of being masterful. You look at the early Star Trek movies, early Star Trek series, and every one of them, you see they're building an inner consciousness. This Captain Kirk is supposed to have a most amazing consciousness, a most amazing attitude toward life. He's totally in charge of himself. No matter what circumstances come that want to pressure him to cause him to lose control of his own attitude about himself, he takes control. And when he is going through something very distressing and very difficult that seems to be causing him to think a way he doesn't want to think, immediately he makes himself think of something that irritates him and makes him very unhappy, because he knows he will then give that power. So when a friend tries to give him good advice, and he says to the friend, mind your own business, get out of my life, let me think my own thing. You see, as he goes through that emotional impact, he is confirming the fact that he is in charge. He is in charge. Now, the negative emotional impact wouldn't always have to be that way, but it was more immediate and more profound than a positive one would have been for him at that moment. Oh, he could have thought of himself sitting with his friends, having a lovely discussion, and being happy, but that did not leave as profound an impression upon him as telling his friend to get off my back. You're bugging me. Don't bug me. You see, we are all in charge of our world. We are all in charge of how we think. And our thoughts create our world. And the thought we choose creates our world. Now, the more happy thoughts that we can develop in our consciousness and be aware that we have them in our consciousness, the more happy thoughts that we can develop in our understanding and be aware that we're developing them, then this is our modus operandi. This is how we operate ourselves. We operate ourselves on the idea of happiness. We operate ourselves on the idea of goodness. We operate ourselves on the idea of peace. We operate ourselves on the idea that all is in divine order right now. That's how we operate ourselves. And because that's how we operate ourselves, that's what we experience. We will always experience exactly what we put into motion for ourselves. Now, whatever you want in your life, whatever I want in my life, I must realize my thought creates my world, because I give thought to many, many things. And as I give thought to all these things, I empower them to have a place in my life, a place in my world. And as I empower them to have a place in my world, what am I doing? I am saying to them that they are something very special, that they are something very wonderful, that they are something very good. And if they are, that's beautiful. And if they're not, I am taking my precious thoughts, my precious thought time that is created by my mind, and I'm empowering them to be my reality, which they are. I say to the boy, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're good, you do everything so marvelously. And lo and behold, they do everything so marvelously. Lo and behold, we do everything so marvelously, because we have put the cause in motion. We have put the thought in motion. We are creating our world by our thought. We are creating our world by our attitude. We're creating our world by everything that we think and say and do. And it is so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful. Truly, my thought creates my world. And I affirm this all the time. My thought creates my world. And when I have a little difficulty creating it or taking charge, I instantly say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And as I say, all is in divine order, I am empowering one of the most powerful statements I could ever imagine. I know I like myself. I like me. I like me. I like me. I know every organ, action, function of my body is in divine order right now. And I know that all is in divine order right now. All about me, about my thought, about my life, about my world, all is in divine order right now. That thought creates that in my world. That thought creates that in my experience. That thought creates that in me. And with that thought, there is nothing else to be considered. With that thought, there's nothing else to be thought about in the slightest, because all is in divine order, and all is in divine order right now. And all is in divine order because my thought creates my world, and my thought put that action into world, put that action into functioning, into working, into being fulfilled in my life right now. And I love it, I love it, I love it. Because that's what it's all about. My thought creates my world.